page 104. Listening comprehension. Exercise A. Listen for the main idea. Listen to people describe how they use the Internet. Write a check mark next to the person who seems to enjoy the Internet the least. Explain your answer. 1. George Thomas.
I think I probably spend at least 10 hours a day online. I know that's hard to believe, but I'm pretty much what you'd call a computer addict, no doubt about it. I'm always surfing the Internet to see what's new. I'm a news junkie, so I visit CNN.com several times a day to see what's in the news, and I belong to a bunch of online groups. There are usually new messages posted every day, but I'm not that interested in responding. I just like to read. My friend Nick usually sends me instant messages throughout the day, so of course I have to respond to those. I end up fooling around most of the day. A lot more than I'm working, I'm afraid. It's a good thing no one knows. Well, okay. You know.
2. Sonia Castro.
I joined Facebook a few months ago, and I'm like totally into it now. People are constantly inviting me to be their friend, so I've got more than 100 friends on my Facebook page now. I check it a lot each day to see what's new, and there always is something new. And I love that you can upload into the photo section. I've been wasting a lot of time scanning tons of photos. Photos of my family, photos of my friends, photos of my cat. I used to spend a lot of time surfing the net, but now I spend most of my time on Facebook.
3. Robert Kwan.
I really don't have a lot of time for fooling around on the Internet. I'm the kind of guy who sends a few emails to his friends and family once in a while. And when I need to use the Internet, I'm in and I'm out. I don't like surfing around. To me, it's just a total waste of time. Mainly, I just use my computer for work. There are a few programs I have to use, you know, Word, Excel, and of course, people in the office communicate a lot more by email than they do in person or even by phone.
4. Nadia Montasser.
I find the Internet really convenient. When you want to buy something, you can do some quick research and find out which product is the most popular or if there are any problems with it. There are a lot of things I used to do by mail or in person, but now I just do them online. I generally buy most of my music online now. It's easy to pay online and download the files onto my MP3 player. And there are a lot of things you can buy at a lower price if you do a little research. You can compare prices really easily.